This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Yesterday, we played you this audio of the St. Louis radio guy. He's also a TV guy there. I don't know what station he works for, but he's an anchor. He does like 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. news. And then he goes in the next morning and does a morning show on radio. And the guy just literally berates his co-host off air, but it's caught on YouTube. And this thing starts circulating everywhere yesterday. We played you part of it yesterday. It goes on for like 5 and 6 minutes.
Do you remember when we were going to have cameras 24/7 in here?
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys, do you know what happens sometimes after we turn off the microphones? Like, we start talking like real people.
Yeah, using words we should not be
exactly.
using.
Exactly.
And often you forget that it's rolling, that people are actually watching you and that they can hear your audio too. So you forget once you turn off the microphones that are on radio.
Because people always ask me, like my friends, they're like, I don't understand. You say the F-bomb so much, but yet on the radio, you don't say it at all. I go, I don't know why that clicks in either. Like, it just doesn't happen on the radio.
Yeah, I guess over the years, it's just a mechanism that we have in our heads that we know what we can say and what we can't say.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I've gotten close, don't get me wrong. And I have to stop myself sometimes.
But have you ever done it?
One time.
Yeah. I've never done it.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
And I did it before there was a delay.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Big trouble. But you don't seem to get in trouble as much today as you used to.
Well, but I had an excuse. I was getting a tattoo, and it hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he first put that needle into my ankle, I said that word.
Yeah, but I remember about, 10, 15 years ago that if you said the F word, I mean, you were going to lose your license.
Oh, yeah.
And the radio station was fined like thousands of dollars by the FCC. But these days, if you got a good excuse for it, like a tattoo, they seem to just go, okay, well, all right, don't let it happen again.
Well, look at how many times it happens with sports.
I know.
I mean, they just you can even read their lips.
Yeah, you hear it all the time on the sidelines.
Yeah. You see these coaches, yeah, they're mouthing it, and often you hear it, and nothing happens with it, right?
So,
All right, well, this guy out of St. Louis, there's been an update on it. He's been fired from all of his jobs. He's been fired from TV. He's been fired from radio. And he went yesterday on social media begging for a second chance.
Oh, poor dude.
Yeah.
Well, he kind of deserved it. I mean, he did deserve it.
All right, here it is. This is a guy that's in St. Louis. He's on the radio. They turn off the microphones, but he's still on YouTube. And he starts berating his co-host, calling her fat and stupid. And, well, listen.
Listen, you're a fat, nasty, and you don't bring up on air when I have your back. You're a fat. How dare if you're...
Be like that, guys. Come on, man.
Serious?
I let it go yesterday.
But you called me stupid for the second time.
Who brought up the stupid subject?
You
were making fun of me because I was dealing with a computer.
Chris was too. It wasn't just me.
No,
Chris
wasn't.
Yes, he said, oh my God, it's going to be here in 3 weeks.
He didn't say anything on air.
Yes, he did. Go back and listen. He was laughing when I did it.
You have a history of attacking me on air.
No, I don't. You have a history of attacking me on air. Are you kidding?
You and your big fat looking ass. Don't
really?
You start me to
You're not
up.
My boss.
Well,
I come
and I'll call you a every day.
Okay, good
You're
for
a fat, self-righteous.
That's me.
And every day that you come in this studio, I will call you what you are.
Man, every time I hear that,
it gets meaner and meaner, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, it does to me too.
This guy has lost his job. The radio station has fired him. I don't know. I wonder what happened to her.
I don't know. Yeah, because if the show's gone, she's gone too.
Lost her job too.
Yeah, but I mean, you're right. Yesterday, we were kind of like laughing about it and stuff. But now hearing it again the second time, now it just seems so vile. I mean, it's awful.
How do you get to that place in your head that you're talking like that to a coworker? I don't get it.
I don't either.
I mean, at some point, you just got to get up and leave the room, don't you? Or let's just say, let's have a meeting in the boss's office after the show.
I think he's just one of those entitled people.
He's got to be.
Yeah, I think he is.
And then yesterday he goes on social media. He's begging for his job back. He says he made a mistake. He went over the top. He should have never done it. Well, of course you should have never done it. And then he's begging like, oh, give me a second chance because I won't get a job in this business ever again if this, you know, if this continues, you know, to surface. But he's screwed, isn't he?
Yeah, and if you didn't know this, he was also on, he did an anchor job. He had a 5 o'clock news and 9 o'clock news.
Yeah.
And he lost those two.
He lost everything yesterday.
Yeah.
They fired him at the radio station and the TV station.
Do you have the audio of him saying sorry and stuff?
No, he posted it as a written message.
Oh, he did?
Okay. Yeah, he posted it. It's no audio out there. It's just his picture. By the way, did you see his picture?
No.
No.
He looks like a schmuck.
Does he?
He does. Take a look at his picture. God. He looks like a schmuck.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.